Shandaiva. This is Daughter of Zion World Ministries bringing you the word of God today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been walking in the way of the shepherd for some time now. And I want to bring you this message also concerning the great shepherd. And the title of this message is called The Great Shepherd of the Sheep. As the Lord leads me. Before we continue, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you this day in the name of Jesus. I submit the ministry, Daughter of Zion World Ministries, unto thee, O Lord. I submit my body, my mind, my spirit, my thought, my utterance in your hands and in the blood. Let your spirit anoint me, Jesus. Let the utterance of my mouth be of thee, O God. Let the meditations of my heart and the thought of my mind be of you, Jesus, be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus. Let the ears that are hearing also receive it in good faith, and let's be the doers of the word and not just hearers. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, anoint our eyes to see the revelation of your word, enlighten our spirit to know the hope of our calling. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that this word shall anoint people and sanctify the spirit and the soul that will hear this in Jesus' name, and empower them to wake up and follow you, great shepherd, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's a message I'm taking from the book of John chapter 10. Yesterday I ministered from the book of John, and today too, the same thing. Surely this is a message I was supposed to minister yesterday, and when I came on, the whole message changed by the Holy Spirit. So I'm ministering the message that was supposed to come yesterday. And a word is taken from the book of John chapter 10 verses 9. And I read. I'm reading from the New American Standard. He says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. That is the word where we were supposed to bring you yesterday, that the Spirit changed our tongue, so I couldn't minister this word as I wrote it. Yes, Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find what? Pasture. So when we match or when we look at the book of Psalms, the psalmist also say that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, because he make me to lie down in greener pastures. Jesus, the promise of Jesus Christ in the book of John is a reference in the book of Psalm. When the Lord says, the Spirit of God had anointed David to speak this word, that the Lord is my shepherd. And truly Jesus from the root of David says he is the shepherd, and he is the great shepherd of the sheep, who came for all of us that we may find salvation. So he says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. And the person will go in and out and find what? Pasture. So if we follow Jesus Christ, or if we enter through Jesus Christ, our ways will be serene, peaceful. He will provide us. What does the shepherd do? The shepherd makes a way for the sheep. The shepherd goes on to look for food. The shepherds fight for the sheep and take care of the sheep. So if we are the shepherd, or if we walk or enter through him, if we follow the path of the shepherd, all that is written in the word of God will come to pass in our life. John said, I'm the door. Jesus is the door. If you or and I will enter through him, we will be saved. That is salvation. He has given to us the free will of salvation, so that we will be find greener pastures. We will be secured in his hand, that he will devour the devourers for us. That is how we will be saved. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd, he says in Psalm 23. I shall not want, for he makes me to lie down in greener pastures. He leads me beside the waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of his righteousness, for his name's sake. So Jesus, according to John 10 verse 9, if we enter by him, we will go in and out and find pasture. And what does Psalm say? everything is clear. If the Lord is our shepherd, we walk in greener pastures. Yet though we will walk through the shadows of death, but the shepherd is there to protect us. He will protect us with his rod. The shepherd rod will cover us. He will lead us in his path of righteousness. As long as we follow his leading, as long as we allow him to lead. Hebrews chapter 10, 6 says that Jesus said to the disciples, Matthew chapter 10, verse 6, Jesus told the disciples to go out to the lost sheep of what? Israel, and minister to them the kingdom of God. So if you are part of the sheepfold of God, salvation is there for you, and every benefit in the salvation is for you and I. Yes. He said, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them from me. John 10:29. So the shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, which is Jesus Christ, is offering us that if anyone, we should enter by him and do not backslide or go wayward or go and worship any idols or falsehood. If we enter by him, we will, our going in will be blessed and our coming in will be blessed. And he says that he will gather to us food to eat. He will protect his sheepfold. He watches us, and the thief cannot steal us from him because we have been given to him by his Father, the Lord. And the shepherd, what's the work of the shepherd? The great shepherd, Jesus Christ, who was given to us by the promise of God. God promised Jesus when in Jeremiah 32:33, he says that I will give them one way and I'll give them one heart. And Jesus has come as the one way and the one heart. So now salvation has been given to us. We have the grace, and all of us are called children of God if we believe and want to walk in the way of Christ and want to follow the steps, or want to, if we want to see God, we must enter the heaven. Or the only way to see God is through Jesus Christ, and there is no other way. That is what the word is saying. There is no other way. Jesus is the only door. We cannot pass through any prophet or any other one, but except to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to receive this privilege to be called the royal priesthood of God. And he will protect us. You claim the promises in Psalm 23 that the Lord is your shepherd. You will never want, because the shepherd watches over the sheep. The shepherd makes sure he takes them to greener field to feed them. The shepherd watches over them and clear the path for the sheep to feed. The shepherd makes sure that he doesn't lose his sheepfold, and even when he loses one, he will go back and search for the sheep. The true shepherd, which is Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, who died and rose again, cares for you and I. So this night we want to empower you. We encourage you to trust Jesus Christ. If you are a believer, you are backsliding, keep trusting him. For who has said that he is your shepherd will never abandon you. Jehovah Rohi, he will never abandon you. His rod, what do you mean by the rod? The rod and his staff, they comfort me. I am reading, that's what he would do for you. His word will come to pass. You'll be able to stand in his name and proclaim his benefit. The Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless the name of the Lord. For he has done what? He has pardoned our sins and forgiven our iniquity. He has healed our disease. So the Lord, the shepherd, watches over us. He fights for us. We don't fight for God. There are other religions that the people will do everything. They will stone and pull knife and do all sort of evil because they are fighting for their God. But we have a great shepherd as Jesus Christ who fight for us. We don't fight for him. He does the fighting for us. He has won for us as long as we believe in him and believe in his power and go in his way and allow him to be the leader. Everything we do, we will conquer. So that is it. We don't fight. We are Christians. We believe in Christ. We don't fight for Jehovah. Jehovah fights for us. From time of beginning, he watches over his shepherd. He is zealous over his children. So what does the rod do? The rod, he is our shepherd. When we go to the field and we are going astray, He can pull the rod and correct us, or try to pull us back home with the rod. A little going astray, he can correct us. He will correct us sometimes with the rod by bringing us or protecting us from the enemy by beating the way for a clear path so that we walk through it. The staff is used to walk us in his path and to protect us from harm's way. So, for example, a shepherd leading a flock, he is checking around the road to scare any devourer. And so we follow his clear path, which he has done with the staff, and walking us through the road. He is alert on the road so that he will devour everything that will pull their head out. That is our enemy. And he will devour the devourer for our sake. So as long as we follow the clear path, as long as we submit to his leading, as long as we do not go any other way, the great shepherd is there. The salvation has been given to us. Jesus Christ is there, and we have to possess the promise. The life is there. He is the life. The life is given freely, that he who enter through him will find life. We will be saved. We are going in and are going out. We will find green pastures. We will find sufficiency. We will be peaceful. We will sleep in peace. He will give to his beloved even in our sleep. That is what the word of God says. That as long as we enter through Jesus Christ, the door, the gate of heaven, there is no other God. I have some people who say, oh, I believe that Jesus came, but he's a prophet. They are not Christians. But they believe that Jesus is a prophet and he cannot be the Son of God. But I ask that, how many of the prophets from the beginning and from the Bible whose name is still alive, and whose name, that when we mention his name, the dead rise up and the sickness are cast out. And up till now, the prophets have come and gone, but their names are not heard. But Jesus Christ is the name that is continuously spreading like a serious viral in technology wise, I would say viral spread. It's so quickly spreading and magnifying every day. Jesus is God on earth. So Jesus is the Son of God. As long as you believe, it will work for you. So I am ministering this to those who are not in our Christian religion, that Jesus is Christ, the Lord, the Son of God, true promise, and our salvation. Jesus is the one who has pacified our sins from our dead works in Adam. So Jesus is God, and that's why his name is ever potent and ever spreading to all the corners of the earth. So there is no other way except we enter through Jesus Christ. If there is a God that did not give their Son to us to forgive our sins or to have mercy upon us, then that God is not a true God. Our God is Jehovah Almighty, who gave his only begotten Son because of love, because he wants his children back. He doesn't want us to get lost, because he loved his sheepfold. He came for the shepherd of Israel. And by the grace of God, we, the Gentiles, have also become adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God, because we have believed in Christ. And so we have the life of Christ. We have the benefits of Christ. And he says in Psalm 103, he says, forget not his benefit. And what are the benefits? The benefits, look at Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. John 10, the word that we are reading, which is John 10, verse 9, he says, you go out and in and find pastures. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. And when you know that Jesus Christ is your shepherd, you know for sure that you will never want, you will never lack. And his goodness will be upon you day and night. You will never lack, because he will favor you. He will protect you. He will protect you and give you life. You will go out and in and find pastures. There will nothing be like lack. Lack and want will be far from you, because you have discovered and known and believed that Jesus Christ is your shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, who laid his life down for you and me. So let's stand in this hope that Christ is Lord, and Christ is the only way, the only living way. Christ is the promise that was promised by God to us, that he will give us one way, one heart, so that we will all know him The Spirit reveals Christ. He teaches us the Word of God. We don't have to wait for one Pope or one priest to now come and open the Bible. But through Christ and believing in Christ as the Son of God, grace has been given to us, and we can all study the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit, which is omniscient, omnipresent, will minister to us. As long as you want to know, the Holy Spirit teaches us all. We all have gained access to stand before the Father. So that is the work of the shepherd. That is why Christ came, that he is the great shepherd and he knows his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. So let's not lose our way from the path of the sheep. Let's follow the direction of the sheep and learn to hear the voice of the sheep, the shepherd, from the higher hand or the higher length, from the wolves that are pretending to be the shepherd. There are many wolves in clothing themselves as if they are shepherd, but in truth they are not. So let's test the Spirit according to the Word of God. That say we must test the Spirit that come to us, so that we don't get ourselves entangled in evil and lose our souls. The great shepherd laid down his heart. The great shepherd gather. The great shepherd does not scatter. So if you think you are somewhere that there is a scattering, then that is not a true shepherd. That is not an example of Christ. The person don't know, whoever is that leader, meaning a shepherd watching over your soul, is not truly a shepherd. A shepherd of God has no envy. A true shepherd of God is looking for the end time or the eternal well-being of the souls that they are covering or they are looking after. But they are not looking to boast and say, I did this, I did that, and they seeking their own name instead of magnifying the name of Jesus Christ. So this day, the Lord brings to you that he is the door, and if we enter through him, we will be saved. And not just that, we will go out and find pasture. That is, our going in will be blessed, our coming in will be blessed. Our direction will be straightened. He will restore our soul. He will guide us in his righteous path. His Spirit will lead us. The Holy Spirit will walk with us and sanctify us and make us a perfection of the Lord. That is why we are the righteousness of God who believe. If you believe, that's why we don't need to obey certain kind of force ourselves with our human flesh, try to be perfect in obeying some kind of do not murder, do not do that. But the Spirit, the grace, which works through the Spirit, or the Spirit of God that abides in us by believing in Christ, will continually convict us, continually take off, convict us and wash us and remind us and lead us in a way that we will not murder and we will not kill and we will not envy and we will not do that. So it will not be our efforts, but the Spirit that dwells in us. So the great shepherd is calling. The great shepherd is calling that I am the door. And NIV says that I am the gate. I am the gate. I really like that. There is no other gate to the Father. There is no other way to God. There is no other way that anyone can see God except they believe that Christ is Lord. So today, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you are in another religion, I recommend Jesus to you. Jesus is true. Jesus is not just a prophet. He came to fulfill the prophets. He came to fulfill the Word of God, the living God. He is the Father, the Son. He lives in the Father, and the Father lives in him. He could not do anything except the Father. So he said, I and my Father are one. If you believe that, you'll be saved. If you believe that Christ came to die for all of us, even though it's 2,000 years ago, by faith it works. It will work for you. The blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ will always work for you. It is working in the cross. He is working. It's as long as you believe and proclaim him that he is Lord. For that is the will of God, to make him the firstborn of all the brethren, the new covenant, the mediator of the new covenant before God and man, so that we can have access. We can be called the saints of the Lord, the saints made, the spirit of just men made perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is calling, Jesus the great shepherd is calling. He came, he died, that we may all have life and have life more abundantly. He came to fulfill the word of God, not to scatter but to gather. Anyone that scatter is not of God. And we must flee from them. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Anyone who does not preach the gospel of love and peace is not of God. Jesus is of peace. Jesus is of mercy. Jesus came to bring peace for all of us, to make peace between us and God, to make peace so that instead of in the olden days, in the old days, in the book, in the old book, testament days, the way sins and things are going on in this era, by now we would have all been wiped out. But Jesus, because of the blood that continually pleads for us and shows mercy, and he continually sitting and saying, Father, mercy, Abba, Master, that is what is the reason why we are all alive, yet though the sin and our ways have mostly not changed and things, many nations and people are going wayward, God is not destroying us because of Jesus Christ. So think about that. The one who has died, he says, God, have mercy. He says, God, Father, give him time. He says, I see in the next 5 years, the person is going to minister. Oh, Father, I know. Don't destroy him. So he is pleading. He is our royal priesthood. He is the one who stands before the Father. He is seated at the right hand of the Lord and pleads mercy day and night for us. That's why it is impossible to see God, Jehovah, without Christ. You cannot go to the Father except you walk, you come through him. He is the gatekeeper. He is the one who opens the door. He has been given all power. He has been given all authority. He has been given everything in his hand as a he, as God himself. What he chooses, he do. But thank God that we have such a Savior who is so merciful, who continually sees mercy instead of destruction. He sees mercy. He sees peace. He sees repentance instead of destruction and condemnation. He gives grace to all of us. All of us. I believe some of us would not even be able to be sanctified to minister the word of God or to become a born again Christian even now, had Jesus Christ allowed our sins or our past or God to use our past to judge us or destroy us. That is why Christ is there. He is a living way, the true covenant. So we encourage you that if you are serving him, serve him well. There is no other way but the way of Christ. Jesus is a true living way, the great shepherd of the sheep. He will lead you. He is the lifter of your life if you allow him. He doesn't force anyone. God doesn't force himself on us. Christ doesn't force on us, himself on us. He said, behold, I lay before you life and death, and blessed are they that choose life. So, I pray that you choose life so that you live in the eternal glory of the Father, so that you rest, you be in the rest of the Lord, in peace, in eternity, to serve him eternally. That is what we all pray for. And I pray that if you are backsliding, awake your spirit. May the Holy Spirit awaken you in the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. If you are going down, may the Spirit revive you so that you can wake up and follow Christ and serve him according to his way and not our ways. Let him be the leader. Let us allow him to dwell mightily so that we can possess our possession, so that we can possess the gates of our enemies, so that all the promises of God will come to pass to us. We can do nothing. He said, even if you have to pray, you have to pray in my name. He said, if you pray in my name to the Father, the Father will answer you. He will let the Father answer you. If you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, so you can't pray any prayer to God except through the name of Jesus Christ. So, at the mention of the name Jesus Christ, that's when your prayer will be released. That's when you'll be set free. Because that's what God sent to come and do. He sent him to come and set the prisoner free by dying for us and leaving his spirit to dwell with us and walk with us. So, where is your direction now? And if you are in the walk and walking the way of Christ, I encourage you to also impact somebody, to help somebody also to be rekindled in the faith that they had. A lot of people are losing faith. Not they are losing faith, they are backsliding. They are just not. The enemy has blinded them. They are blinding them from doing the right things and ministering to them that, oh, this is okay, this is that, this is okay. But the truth is that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. That is the truth. The way is that we must walk in the way of God. God is holy. We must walk and believe and allow the Holy Spirit to make us the righteous of God and cleanse us from all sins. And the truth is that we must stand for the truth of Christ. We must do his word, which is the truth. We cannot bring any other truth in us. The life we have is that we are alive with Christ to eternity. The word gives life. The Spirit gives life. Though we were dead, but by the life of Christ in us, the Spirit that dwells in us will heal us, will give us life, and even life in eternity with the Father at the end of age. So which way do you choose? Do you choose death or you choose life? And I pray that all of us will choose life so that we may live forever with the Father. And may the one who, may God grant you peace from the one who brought up, he said, I'm reading Second Hebrews chapter 13. It said, now the God of peace who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus Christ our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So may God's peace come upon you and raise you up from any dead works. If you are, you have believed and walking in dead works again through sin, enslavement, may the Spirit of God come upon you and raise you up and equip you to walk in the way of God and to do as he said in Hebrews 13 verse 20-21, to equip you in every good thing to do God's will, working in us that which is pleasing, that we may be pleasing to his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. This has been Daughter of Zion World Ministries, and the word, our message was the great shepherd of the sheep. So that is what we have and our promise from the Lord. We read John chapter 10 verse 9, and our insight came from Psalm 23 verse 1. What the great shepherd does for the sheepfold. May the Lord bless you, and we will meet again soon. Shalom.